It is The Naked Scientist with Chris and Helen, and we're talking about cancer this week. And in particular, we're talking about ways we can pick up cancer sooner or treat it. Now, the way in which we tend to treat most cancers at the moment is to use surgery to remove a tumour and then radiotherapy and or some chemotherapy to mop up any stray cells that could have been left behind somewhere else around the body. But an even better approach might be to use the patient's own immune system to persuade it to attack the tumour and remove it in the same way as it might attack, say, an infection with a bacterium. Now, this is a relatively new field, and it's known as immunotherapy, and recently researchers at the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Centre in Seattle have been using this approach to cure. Now, I'm using that word very, very carefully because it's early days yet, but they have successfully cured a patient who had malignant melanoma. And Cassian Yee is the researcher who's been leading this work. He joins us now. Hello, Cassian.
Hello, how do you do?
Very well, thank you. Thank you for joining us on The Naked Scientist. So how does this technique to re-persuade the immune system to attack someone's tumour work?
We use a process known as adoptive immunotherapy, and that involves collecting white blood cells, the cells that you mentioned can fight infection but can also fight tumour, and taking from these white blood cells, a population of cells known as T cells, which specifically recognize the patient's tumor cells. In the lab, we can isolate those rare T cells that can recognize and kill the melanoma cells because the melanoma cells express a target antigen. And if we can expand enough of these T cells, we actually clone them into single cells, but if we can expand enough of these T cells and infuse them back into the patient, it's hoped that they can travel to the melanoma site and then recognize and eradicate the tumor cells.
So, Cassian, why don't the T cells, if the patient's already got them to start with and you're just increasing the numbers, why don't they go in there and wipe out the tumor for the patient without any help from you?
So that's a very good question. For a long time, people felt that, well, perhaps these cells do exist in the body. And it turns out that using specialized techniques to detect these cells, they are present, but in very low numbers. And I think you mentioned earlier in the program that the body sometimes suppresses the immune response against normal cells. And part of this suppressive mechanism may prevent these T cells from recognizing tumors as well. So using this process of adoptive therapy, we're able to isolate these cells outside the lab and expand them without the constraints that might be present in the body that limit their expansion against the tumor cells. Now, on top of that, the tumor cells themselves have evasive mechanisms. They find ways to prevent the immune system from revving up and recognizing them by releasing suppressive factors or by co-opting immune suppressive cells to prevent the immune system from recognizing and expanding them. So by taking them out of that environment and putting back in expanded numbers, we may be able to override some of these immune escape mechanisms.
Now, one of the interesting things about treating cancers is that when you start to treat them, because cancers are already genetically deranged, in other words, their genetic material is all over the place, this means that cancers are not all the same, and therefore some cells will be killed by certain therapies, others will disguise themselves, look a bit different, and they escape therapy because they evolve ways of being unresponsive to the drugs and so on and so forth. So why doesn't that happen here? Why don't you end up with a clone of cancer cells that aren't recognized by these immune T cells you're putting back in, and therefore they escape and bring the cancer back?
So that's a very good question, and that is one of the major obstacles for immune therapy or any type of specific therapy. In this case, we did originally do the study with one type of T cell, the CD8 T cell, and found that happened in some of our patients where, as you say, the tumor cell somehow was able to evade detection by suppressing expression of the antigen that was recognized by the T cell. But in this case, we used a different type of T cell, a CD4 T cell. And this T cell not only may kill the tumor cell directly by recognizing this antigen, but it may also recruit or bring to the tumor site other immune cells that can kill it in a nonspecific fashion. So once the CD4 T cell, which we've expanded in the lab and given back to the patient, goes to the tumor site, the CD4 T cell may release we call them chemokines or cytokines, that bring to the tumor site other immune effector cells, which may kill the tumor non-specifically, regardless of whether they express the antigen that was targeted in the first place or not. So by bringing to bear other immune effector cells, we may be able to eradicate tumor cells whether they express the original targeted antigen or not. Now, one thing we did find in the paper some of our patients is that when this happened, the tumor cell breaks down And because the CD4 T cell is present and causes an inflammatory response, other antigens are brought to light, and the body's own immune response takes over and starts to direct its own T cells that we didn't grow in the lab, but its own T cells that were already there to expand and grow and kill other targets on the tumor cell.
And what's the risk, having just said what you've said, that you might end up with inappropriate attack? So in other words, if you look at certain diseases like thyroid disease or rheumatoid arthritis or certain types of diabetes, that's where the immune system is inappropriately attacking healthy tissue. If you're priming the immune system like that and then getting this spillover to other bits of the immune system, what's the danger, or is there a danger, that you might get an autoimmune disease and instead of just attacking tumours, these cells then start attacking something else that you don't want them to hit?
Well, that's a very good question. In part, that might be limited by the local effect, where the initial homing, I guess, or trafficking of the T cells that we gave to the patient end up expanding. So that local inflammatory process where we've targeted the tumor specifically may set up sort of an inflammatory environment that causes an immune reaction to occur, but that's not to say that some of these cells can't travel to other sites and cause some autoimmunity. And in fact, we have seen some autoimmunity in patients where some of the target cells, some of the target antigens on the cells are also expressed by normal cells. So in the case of melanoma, some of these targets are the pigmented proteins, so whatever responsible for the coloration on your skin, so that when we start killing the tumor cells, some of these T cells may also end up killing normal pigmented skin cells, and then we see a whitening, sort of a lightening color on normal skin. And that type of autoimmunity is not too toxic. It's still relatively safe in terms of patient discomfort. But when we see this, we also recognize that these patients have a high likelihood of responding as well to the immunotherapy, because what's happening in the normal cells is also happening to the tumor. So you're right, there is some autoimmunity, but we think a lot of it is concentrated where the initial inflammatory reaction occurs.
And finally, Cassian, you've done this with malignant melanoma. That's an important problem because the numbers have gone up in this country at least 100% in the last 10 years. In fact, every Western country is seeing lots of malignant melanoma, but we're also seeing lots of other cancers, and particularly things like lung cancer. So will the same approach you've taken also transfer to other types of tumours?
Yeah, so we've taken melanoma sort of as a model tumor because a lot of the target antigens are known for it, and we know that there are T cells that can be generated that recognize those target antigens. But as it turns out, there are antigens that are also shared with lung cancer and breast cancer and prostate cancer. However, a lot of those studies are in very early stages. While people sort of work out what the necessary conditions and what the timing of the immunotherapy is for treating other types of cancer.
We'll leave it there. Thank you very much. That was Cassian Yi telling us about his approach to immunotherapy. This is persuading the immune system to attack a tumour. Thank you, Cassian.
Distilling the best science. The Naked Scientists.